writing something?
No, not unless you'd say he had good muscles or something like that.
What about stout? Heard anybody use it that way? Anybody stout folk?
Stout always means fat to me. I mean, that's always used in that connection.
Yes,
ma'am. I don't think I've ever heard it used like with the lifting things.
Yes, ma'am. I say a person who always has a smile on his face and just never loses his temper, you'd say he's mighty.
Well, he's even tempered, or he's well, what?
Good natured.
Yeah, good natured.
Okay. Or, you know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they reach a stage where they run into things and trip over their own feet. Yeah. You say they're mighty
awkward.
Or what would you say maybe about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You just say he's plain.
He's crazy. you might say that he was, well, you wouldn't say retarded, because that's a word that's, that's kind of a new word. Not all well, I reckon.
If somebody were to call somebody else a fool, would that be something pretty strong to say about somebody?
Yes, I think it would.
Okay. Or somebody who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it, you say he's no...
He's stingy, a tightwad.
Okay. And, say somebody who's in his 90s, but still gets around pretty well and is able to cook for himself, take care of himself, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
active.
Okay. Ever heard he's mighty active, or he's mighty lively or spry?
Yeah, spry. Spry.
Or say if a woman's children are out later than usual, you might say, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Yes, ma'am. Or what would you say about a person who left a lot of money out in plain sight and left his door unlocked? You'd say he's mighty
careless.
Yes, ma'am. Or say if you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say about Aunt Lizzie, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every now and then she acts a little...
Well, a little crazy, a little stupid, something like that, I guess.
Nowadays, do you ever hear anybody use the word queer in that sense? Do she acts a little queer?
Not nowadays, I don't, but now I think that's kind of an old term that maybe they might have used a long time ago.
Well, if somebody were to say that nowadays, what would it bring to mind?
Well, with everything you read in the papers and all like that, it would...
Mean homosexual?
Yes, something on that all. I mean, I think that that's the way that word that the term it means now.
Yes, ma'am. Or say somebody who makes up his mind about something and just won't change it, whether he's right or wrong. You say he's mighty.
He's stubborn.
Yeah. Have you heard maybe an animal use, he's something or another headed?